So Connie Lenneberg, our regional vice president for the Middle East, Eastern Europe and Central Asia region. We're here in a very big meeting with lots of people from across World Vision. How do meetings like this help children?
This is a very important meeting that I feel very confident will help us improve our programming impact for children across the region. In this meeting, we've got people from communications, from sponsorship programming, from our IT section, and from our design, monitoring and evaluation group. And so that really means that we've got the right people together who can be looking at how do we leverage all that we do more effectively to really enable children and community voices to be heard by our organisation, but more importantly, by our supporters, by the people who sponsor children here, and also by our donors, so that we can capture their experience of poverty, but also their experience of the difference that World Vision's programs are making in their lives, and so that we can articulate the story better about the difference we're making.
Connie, it's a difficult time at the moment with the whole world facing an economic recession, and World Vision's no different from any other. Have you got thoughts about how we survive in this difficult time?
It's a very good question, Mark. I mean, I think it's really incumbent upon us to always be thinking about how do we become more efficient with the resources that we have, but how do we meet the needs of our supporters so that they're really convinced that the resources they give us, and especially resources which it's increasingly more difficult for them to give in times of economic hardship, that there's real value in that for children. We spoke today about how scripture continually reinvigorates us, and we remember the story of Elijah and the drought that was coming, and how Elijah was told by God that he would be cared for, he would stay in a new town and be cared for by a woman, a widow with her son, and that this widow was concerned about that she would have one more meal. She had enough meal and oil for one more meal, and Elijah was sent to share it with her, and she just thought, well, they would have this last meal and then they would die. But in fact, God ensured that bowl of meal, that pot of meal, was never empty, and nor was the pot of oil. And I think it's up to us as World Vision to be looking at how do we sustain that pot of meal for us, those resources which are entrusted to us mainly by individual men and women, by families around the world who are doing it tougher. How do we sustain their commitment to us, their confidence in us?
Thanks very much, Connie.